space. It's like every day there's some new discovery.
Right.
But the NASA stuff you sent us, wow, this is different.
Oh, yeah.
Real science, but it's sounds like, I don't know, a sci-fi movie or something.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So are you ready to have your mind blown?
I think so. Bring it on.
Because we're going deep on some big questions.
Like, what's really out there?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so first up, we got to talk about the Harmony Beacon.
Okay.
Picture this, a signal from a star system 42 light years away.
Okay, that's far.
But it's not just any signal, it's pulsing
Pulsing? Like how?
at intervals that match, get this, the golden ratio.
Oh, wow, wait, the golden ratio, like the math thing.
Exactly, the one found all over in nature,
Oh, wait, yeah.
in galaxies, flowers, even our bodies.
So to find it in a space signal?
Yeah, it's not random.
No, definitely not.
This could be
Like
intentional.
a message.
And maybe, and it gets weirder.
Weirder.
And
How?
it's also encoded with prime numbers.
No way. Prime numbers, those are like.
The building blocks of math.
Yeah.
So it's not just a signal, it's like,
A message.
yeah. And with prime numbers, that's got to be some serious intelligence.
It definitely suggests a level of sophistication, let's say, that we haven't encountered before.
So what kind of civilization could even do that?
That's the million-dollar question.
And why send it?
Are they trying to reach out?
Is this like a hey, we're here kind of thing?
Possibly. But, we also have to be cautious.
Right, not jump to
Well, I don't
conclusions.
know their intentions.
True, true. But while they were looking into the Harmony Beacon, the James Webb Telescope spotted something else.
Oh.
And this is where things get really strange.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's this massive thing, they're calling it Shadow Prime.
Shadow Prime. Okay.
And it's basically swallowing light.
Swallowing light, what do you mean?
No reflection, no heat, just pure black.
Like a black hole.
Well, that's what I thought too, but
But
wait, really? How do they know? Even black holes, they give off some radiation.
right, as stuff falls in.
But this, Shadow Prime, it's totally silent.
Huh. That's weird.
One scientist said it's like the universe forgot to finish it.
Wow.
Then,
So if it's not a black hole, then what is it?
okay, get ready for this. One theory is it's a Dyson sphere.
Hold on. A Dyson sphere, like aliens harnessing an entire star's power.
Yeah, that's the one.
So aliens built a giant sphere around a star.
It's a mind-boggling concept. Imagine that kind of technology.
Manipulating matter on a stellar scale.
If it is a Dyson sphere, wouldn't we see some kind of energy signature?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
If they're that advanced, their energy emissions might be beyond our detection capabilities.
So we're like trying to hear a whisper from across the galaxy with, I don't know, a walkie-talkie.
Pretty much.
It makes you realize how much we don't know about the universe.
It's humbling.
Yeah. And this is just the start of our deep dive.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, we've got more to come.
And even stranger than a potential Dyson sphere.
Way stranger. And I'm pretty sure this next one is going to give our listeners chills.
Okay, lay it on me.
So remember Voyager 1?
Our little spacecraft that's way out there in interstellar space.
That's the one. Billions of miles away. Still sending back data.
Amazing.
But what it sent back recently? Well, let's just say you got to hear it to believe it.
Oh, this is the Whispering Clouds thing, isn't it?
You got it.
I read about that. Sounds from deep space, right?
Yeah, pretty unexpected sounds. Think our listeners are ready for a trip to the edge of interstellar space.
Absolutely. Buckle up, everyone, because this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, so Voyager 1, this little probe launched back in, what was it, 77?
1977, Shannon.
77, it's been traveling out past the planets into interstellar space.
The farthest we've ever sent anything.
And it's still, after all these years, sending us data.
Voyager 1 is like the little engine that could.
But this data it sent back recently,
That's what has everyone talking.
it's kind of hard to believe, to
I'm
be
not.
honest. So imagine you're listening to like a faint radio transmission,
Okay, got it.
all staticky, interference.
Like a bad connection.
Exactly. But then through that noise, you hear voices
Voices.
whispering, and they're saying the same phrase over and
I'm
over.
looking. Now that's creepy. What are they saying?
Well, they took the frequencies Voyager picked up and translated them.
Yeah.
The phrase is, we are not alone.
Whoa. Chills. Literal chills.
And the voices, even though they're distorted, they sound human.
Human. No
Right.
way. That's got to be. This is a hoax.
That's what I thought.
Or like a glitch in Voyager. Human voices from space. That's.
It's a lot to take in.
Scientists are checking all that. Like, super carefully.
Right, making sure it's not fake or a mistake.
But what makes it even more interesting?
Oh, there's more.
The signal. It came from the local bubble.
The local bubble? Remind me what that is again.
So it's this region of space. Our solar system is moving through it.
Okay.
And it's like less dense than the space around it.
Less dense.
Yeah. Fewer particles, gas, dust, that kind of stuff.
And why does that matter?
Well, they think it was formed by supernova explosions, like millions of years ago.
Exploding stars.
Exactly. And the local bubble, because of how it formed, it's got these unique properties.
So could that be making the voices, the local bubble itself?
It's possible. Scientists are looking into it.
Like maybe some weird physics thing we don't understand.
Exactly. Maybe the way particles interact in the local bubble or some kind of energy field.
Creates sounds that mimic human speech.
It's a long shot, but they got to check everything.
But what makes it weird is it's not just random sounds.
Yeah.
It's a whole phrase, and it's repeated.
That does make it harder to explain away as just like background noise.
So if it's not a hoax, not a glitch, not the local bubble messing with us.
Then what are we left with?
I think you know where I'm going with this.
Aliens.
It's a possibility already.
It is, in a big way. I mean, the universe is huge.
If we keep finding new crazy stuff.
We barely know anything.
So maybe, just maybe, these voices are, well, alien.
It would mean we're not alone. Which, let's be honest, many of us have suspected.
But to actually have proof.
It would change everything.
So if it is aliens, why human-like voices?
That's the other thing that gets me.
Like, why not just, I don't know, clicks or whistles?
It almost seems deliberate, you know? Like they're trying to...
Talk to us.
Yeah, using something we might understand.
Maybe they've been watching us.
Maybe for a long time.
And this is their way of saying, hey, we're here.
It's a possibility, but their motives are totally unknown.
This whole whispering clouds thing, it's amazing and creepy at the same time.
It's like a whisper from an unknown intelligence.
And we have no clue what it means.
But it does make you wonder, doesn't it?
About what else is out there.
And maybe, are these things connected somehow?
Wait, connected? You mean like the Harmony Beacon?
Yeah, the signal. And that weird Shadow Prime thing.
And the whispering voices. Those are all from different places. Yeah,
they are. But think about it. The Harmony Beacon star system, it's not that far from us.
Relatively speaking, in space terms.
Exactly. And then there's the Europa Explorer.
Oh, yeah, the mission to Jupiter's moon.
The one looking for life in that ocean under the ice.
They sent back that picture, right? Before they went silent.
The glowing structure. A lot of people think it's like an underwater city.
It does look kind of like that, yeah.
It's huge, geometric, glowing.
Not something that would just occur naturally.
Definitely looks artificial, like it was built.
Built by who, though? Or
yeah.
What? You think it's connected to the Harmony Beacon people?
Maybe. What if there's this civilization out there?
Okay.
That's figured out interstellar travel.
Like they can go between stars.
They can build stuff like Dyson spheres and...
And underwater cities on distant moons.
It's a wild thought. But it would explain a lot.
But if they're so advanced, why the whispers? Why not just, you know, show up?
Right. And why build a city hidden under the ice?
Good questions. But didn't the Europa Explorer send one last message before going silent?
Yeah, it did. Chilling, if you ask me.
Do not come back.
Exactly. As if they're saying, stay away.
This is getting kind of spooky now.
Alien megastructures, whispering voices, warnings.
There's a lot to take in.
It means we might have to rethink everything we thought we knew about the universe.
And about our place in it. We're not alone. And there's stuff out there that's way beyond us.
Exactly. We're not just speculating about aliens anymore. It seems like they're really out there.
And they might be way ahead of us technologically.
So what do we do now? Do we listen to the warning and stay away?
Or try to learn more, even if it's dangerous.
Those are questions we're going to need some time to ponder.
So where do we go from here? I mean, it feels like everything we thought we knew about, well, everything, has been flipped on its head.
I know, right? It's like we started with this signal, the Harmony Beacon, all mathematical and precise.
And then we're talking about alien megastructures, Dyson spheres.
Whispers from space.
And now, like, an underwater civilization telling us to back off? It's almost too much.
It's definitely a lot to process.
Yeah.
But that's what makes these discoveries so compelling.
They challenge everything. Like our whole idea of what's out there.
We spent centuries looking at the stars, wondering if we're alone.
And it seems like we might have the answer, but...
It's not what anyone expected.
Not at all. Not like the movies, you know? No big spaceships coming to invade.
It's so much more complex than that.
And it just shows how much we don't know.
Exactly. It's like we've been given this giant puzzle box and we're just starting to figure out how to open it.
That's a good way to put it. But it makes me think, with the Europa message, do not come back.
Yeah, that's pretty ominous.
Is it dangerous to keep looking? To keep exploring?
It's a valid question. What are the risks? What could happen if we contact a civilization that's that much more advanced?
Could we mess something up just by trying to learn?
It's definitely something to think about.
So should we just stop? I mean, should we not try to contact them?
I don't think there's an easy answer. It's a huge decision with consequences we can't even imagine.
It's going to take a lot of discussion, a lot of thought, global conversations,
So
probably.
we have to weigh the risks, the benefits, what's ethical, and what it could mean for humanity in the long run. It's a lot.
It is, but at the same time, there's that human drive, you know, to explore, to understand.
Curiosity.
Exactly. That might be what pushes us forward, even with the risks.
We've been given this glimpse into a universe full of incredible things. It's hard to resist wanting to know more.
It's like we're on the edge of this massive discovery, this interconnected web of, I don't even know what to call it, cosmic wonders, maybe.
And we have no idea where it leads.
That's both exciting and terrifying at the same
Yeah,
time.
sure. But you know, I think that's what makes us human, that drive to learn, to push beyond what we know. It's in our nature to look up at the stars and ask questions.
We want answers. And in looking for them, we discover more than just facts about the universe.
We discover more about ourselves.
That's a great point. Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on today.
I'd say so.
This is the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night, staring at the ceiling and wondering what LSE is out there.
Makes you want to go outside and look up at the stars.
Exactly. So, to all you deep divers out there, keep that sense of wonder. Keep asking questions. Keep looking up, because the universe is full of surprises, and honestly, who knows what we'll discover next?
That's the beauty of it, right?
It's never ending. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.